Hello, diamond beauties and interdimensional beings of light. It's Lisa here, your mystic guide, inviting you to come and take a ride with me as we journey through space and time. Our mission is to create conscious content for 1111D, sharing resources of light for the new reality. Welcome to the Buddhist Biohacker.
Buddhist Biohacker would like to thank our partners Block Therapy, Purity Coffee, Dry Farm Wines, Omnia, and 2-1 Photography. Information can be found on lisamgunshore.com. Join our forum at miwi.com/Buddhist Biohacker and watch live on YouTube on the Buddhist Biohacker channel.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome back to our One Heart, One Earth November Awakening event for 2020. And yes, there were absolutely some technical issues last hour, but I've rebooted everything. I've grounded myself and all seems to be go. So that's good. Welcome in, everybody. For all of you who are joining in for the first time, you can absolutely use your comment boxes on whatever platform you're on. We are streaming on YouTube at the Buddhist Biohacker channel. We're also streaming on Twitter, which is at Buddha Biohack. I wasn't able to use all those letters, Buddhist Biohacker there. And we're also on Periscope and Apple TV. So you guys can find us on the Periscope app and live stream onto your television set as well. So use your comment box. We love hearing your shares, your stories, your questions all throughout. And if you have not yet registered for our event, it's oneheartoneearth.net. It's free to register. It's free. And it's like almost 100 hours of content. We have 34 pre-recorded presentations. And then we are live all week long. And for those of you who feel like the minute you turn on the news, you are stressed out, don't turn on the news. Instead, come to this channel for the next 4 days and tune into us live and just raise your vibration, lift your spirits, be in community, join in with each other, and let the rest of it play out outside of this sacred space that we're in right here. So I'm very excited because I feel like it's been forever since I got to connect with Lindsay and we finally get to talk. So I want to welcome to our program, Lindsay Sadowski. Welcome, Lindsay.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be here. It's such a beautiful day.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to talk to you and you have such a great topic. And I'd love to start out with first just having you share a bit about who you are and what you do.
Absolutely. So as you stated, my name is Lindsay Sadowski, and I am a neuro-emotional technique practitioner. And what that means is I help people, anybody who has gone through any type of trauma. The trauma doesn't matter if it's something really big or it's really small. If your body has not processed from that trauma, sometimes it gets stuck inside of us and it can create a physical pain or something physiological to happen to us where we can't sleep at night or we can't lose weight or we can't gain weight or having panic or anxiety. And my job is to help you figure out the root of where is that coming from. And we use this technique, NET, to actually help release that from your system so that you stop having some of these negative effects happening to you.
That's pretty interesting. Are people using that right now with all the stress this year? I mean, this whole year has felt intense to most people.
Oh yeah, it has been absolutely insane. I'm trying to figure out how can I add more of me to this because people are just calling in every day. Right now, my schedule, I am booked out to February right now because the intensity of everything that is going on, you know, people really want to dig into their own stuff and figure out what's going on and change this. And as much as, you know, it's been crazy energy this year, I also think it's been a blessing because it's allowed people to bring up their negativity or the patterns that aren't working for them. And it seems like they're ready to change them this year. So that's been so awesome to watch the transformation with all of these people.
That's exciting. You know, Julie Hoyle had posted, you know, if we want the outer world to change, we have to change the inner world first. And so I think that's such a good action to point to. And exactly what you're talking about here is, you know, really deep diving into yourself and healing yourself is what's going to change the reactions on the external, which I think is really important.
Absolutely. Energy is everything. And that is exactly what I teach here, is that you have to change the inside. You know, everything that we do in this office is an inside job. And by changing that, it's going to reflect on the outside. And all these beautiful synchronicities begin to happen when you start changing that internal dialogue to yourself and make it more positive. You begin to wake up and you really see this world in a more positive way. And you see people differently as well. It's truly remarkable when you have the ability to change that.
Yeah. It's why don't you, I want you to share a little bit about your presentation. You know, I got to watch all of these presentations when I was, you know, doing the production piece to get everything together, and it was such a treat. And Lindsay does have her own presenter page, and you guys can find her presentation. It's free for everybody to watch. But what did you talk about in there? You want to share a little bit about what you said in there?
Absolutely. So, you know, at the beginning of the presentation, I shared about my personal journey and what really brought me to where I'm at right now, because my background is actually in sports medicine. That's where I started my career out, working in, you know, traditional medicine with athletes, high school athletes in particular. And it took me through quite an incredible journey where I experienced going through the death of two of these athletes, and they were both in very tragic ways. And I was connected very, very deeply to the one. I was in the process of helping him really change his life. And because I have a family member that also was struggling with some things that he was struggling with, so I knew how to give him some, you know, tips of how he can change his life. And he was doing them. And then he decided, you know, to make one poor decision in his life, and that decision ended his life, unfortunately. And then 4 months to the date, we had another athlete that also passed away from something. And the way that he passed away, it's non-disclosed. We still don't know to this day why or how it happened. But what ended up happening was that the school that I was working for, I was working for a hospital that had me contracted to a school. And the school I worked for is very, very large. Like my job alone, I was in charge of 800 athletes. So I had a huge responsibility. And this school was in the media a lot just because it's a big school and lots of things happen. And when this went down, they wanted to clear their name as quickly as possible. So they reported that he died of something that was not true. And it should have been something that I would have been taking care of as his healthcare provider. And so it got twisted in the media, and it made it look like I didn't do my job. And that was completely untrue. And even after we got testing done, it confirmed that he didn't even have what the school reported, but it didn't matter. It was in the media. It was everywhere, making it look like I didn't catch this. And I had people come back at me and just, how didn't you see this? How didn't you catch this? You're not doing your job. And it just imploded my entire world. And, you know, I'm a person, I'm a caretaker by nature. And I didn't know what to do at the time. I was 25 at the time that this happened. And so I didn't do anything about it, which I definitely don't recommend doing. But I didn't do anything for 2 years. And then over those 2 years, I started getting all of these side effects, you know, not being able to sleep at night, having horrible pain in my body, getting really bad anxiety. And then like the simple things in life, like being able to take a shower. I was like terrified to get in the shower because I lived on my own at the time. And I was like terrified to step in the shower without somebody else being in the house with me. So I remember I had to call my one sister and put her on speakerphone so she could talk to me. And even washing my face at night, these simple tasks, it's like everything I did, there was just fear in everything. And I knew that I couldn't live my life like this anymore. So I was pretty angry at God, not going to lie, at the time, because I couldn't understand why I was chosen to go through something like this when I'm in a career of helping people. And so I reached out and I said, God, if you're really there, then please take me to where I can get help, because I can't live my life like this. And I knew in my gut, I've been an empath my whole life. So So I knew in my gut that just traditional therapies that we know of, it just wasn't the right thing for me at that time. And, you know, I think they're wonderful. I think they work for a lot of people. But for me personally, I knew I needed something different in order to heal this. And so this woman kind of reached out to me out of nowhere and said, hey, would you consider working with a shaman? And I'm like, what is a shaman? I had no idea what that even was. And so I started looking that up. And this man was from Peru. And he was coming to my state, actually, to do a session to help people go through these deep traumas and release this pain. And so when he came to Ohio the first time, I totally didn't go because I was terrified of what I might have to feel and experience. So I didn't go. And my life completely dismantled in this time frame, to the point I wasn't going to be here much longer if I didn't make a serious decision in my life. And he came again 4 months later, and I ended up going to this ceremony, again, scared out of my mind because it was totally outside of my comfort zone, not knowing anybody. And it was the most amazing experience of my life. I say that this man helped me get my life back, but to a way, like not the old life that I had. It just showed me this deep, deep healing that I needed to do. And I thought that I was going to work on the death of these two children, but there was something so much deeper at the root. There was this self-hatred that I had there that I had no idea in my conscious brain was there to that degree. And that night, Spirit showed me these tools of how to start changing the way I think and feel about myself. And I started to do these tools, and they seemed so simple. And I'm going to be honest with you, they seemed really stupid. And here, it was so powerful because by doing that every day, it literally changed my energetic frequency. And it allowed me to see life completely differently. And so then it rolled me into a career like this of, you know, the death of these two boys, as unfortunate as it is, that manifested into me getting help, which then manifested into me creating a career where I get to help other people release this deep trauma that has been tormenting them their whole life. So really, it took my pain and it transformed it into purpose.
That is the most beautiful story. My gosh. I mean, really, it's a beautiful story because everyone's struggling with pain.
Yeah.
And to know that you can purify it and come to a different space with it. When you look back now and you look at all that you've been through and your own awakening journey, like, what does awakening mean to you now?
You know, it has been so crazy. When the first night I met the shaman, he said something to me because the lesson of self-love came to me that night, because I was in the exact opposite phase of that. I was in this self-hatred phase. And he told me, he said, as you begin to love yourself, you are going to lose a lot of things. There's going to be a lot of pain in this journey through loving yourself. And at that point, I didn't 100% understand what he meant. But as I was doing the tools, he was right. I lost all of my friends. They all thought I was nuts for doing this work. They all went away from me at that point in time. I let go of somebody who I was dating for a very long time. He was gone. And then I got out of that career and got into more of holistic healing. And so this awakening for me, even though it was so amazing, there was a lot of pain. There was a lot of shedding. But looking back on that, it was the best thing that could have ever happened to me because all those things and people were just lower energies for me at that point. And I needed to let go of them. They needed to get out of my life. So this awakening wasn't all, I would say, like rainbows and butterflies. There was a lot of pain that came with it. But all of that, you know, brought me to this amazing place of healing. That pain had to occur in order for me to feel this amazing life that I have right now.
Yeah, that's so well said, because that is, in fact, I mean, that's what's happening. across, right? We're all aligning and realigning and then realigning again to our communities and to the people that we care about, and being able to let it ebb and flow, I think, is really important.
Absolutely.
What else do you think about that with relationships? Because I know a lot of people are struggling with that right now, is this separation of relationships. And much like you, I mean, my own experience is it's happened this year, but it's happened every year. I mean, it's like every year, every layer you peel off, every time you have, and especially having functional boundaries, I think people don't, they think, they react negatively to that when it's really you're trying to take care of yourself, which goes into what you're talking about committing to self-care, some kind of segueing there. But, you know, there's a real challenge of how do we give each other space to be ourselves, but also, you know, be committed to taking care of ourselves and having those kinds of relationships. And, you know, I don't know where I'm really going with that, but you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And you're exactly right. You know, there's always been this change, but this year in 2020, it's been accentuated, and it's really been difficult for people to enter relationships. I would say out of all the years I've been in practice, this is the most I've heard about people getting divorced or breakups and things like that, because there is a true awakening going on within ourselves. And as that begins to happen, we're starting to realize that some of these people that we are connected to, whether that be family members or somebody that we are married to or close friends, that they, that energy for us no longer vibrates at our frequency. And I always talk to my patients about, you know, we don't want to do this with negativity where we just cut them off and we have all this anger and all this stuff associated with it. It's learning how to disconnect with love. How do you detach with love, you know, and just say, I'm grateful, because every person in our life is meant to bring us lessons. Whether we like those lessons or not, every person is meant to bring a lesson in our life. And for those of us that take the time, even when something bad happens, to ponder, you know, why were they in my life or why did that happen? Just like I said, why did that happen to me with these boys when I'm a good person? Well, it was because I was being segued into a completely different career to help people in ways I didn't even know was imaginable, you know? So I think so many people are getting stuck right now with being angry at somebody else. They want to take their anger on somebody else. And again, this, all this work we do, it's an inside job. We've got to peel these layers off of us so that we can be free again. And I think this is what's happening in our world right now, why it feels so tumultuous.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. What do you want to, when we talk about committing to self-care, I'm starting to think, you know, with all of the, especially all the soul purpose readings I've done this year, like really looking at everyone's intentions and purpose, it seems like pretty much everyone who is part of this community, part of my client base, all of us are learning how to take care of ourselves and how to love ourselves. It's like literally all the whatever you want to call it, a starseed, a healer, a whatever, you've come here to figure out how to love yourself. So it's a huge topic that you have today.
It really is. It's, you know, I teach a series of courses, and this is where I have to start, because this is the foundation, is the committing to yourself. And, you know, over the past couple of years, the term self-love and, you know, live your best life and all these like phrases have been kind of thrown out there. But I really don't think people truly know the essence of what that means. You know, when I've asked a lot of my patients, you know, what do you think it means? They're like, well, you know, I want to get my manicure and I want to get a massage. And that's a little slice of the pie. Yes, it is. But committing to yourself, the way that I look at it is that you are taking time, reflections during the day, small pauses to actually replace the energy back into yourself that you are giving out every day. Okay. And so how do we do that? Again, it's about that internal dialogue. It's how we think and how we feel about ourselves. And so when I started this process of changing the way that I think and feel about myself, I started this about 10 years ago. You know, it showed me in the meditation to face myself in the mirror. And because I really judged the way I looked physically, It asks me to face myself in the mirror and say out loud one positive thing about myself a day. Well, again, like I said, I'm like, well, that sounds so simple, but it's like stupid. And I remember the first day that I did it, holy cow, was it painful, because I lived again on my own. I sat in my bathroom and my mirror was kind of high up. So I sat on my countertop and I could only see kind of from here up. I bawled my eyes out for 45 minutes straight because in my head, I could not come up with one positive thing about myself. Mm-hmm. And it was not that I cried because of that. It was just like, how did I get here? How did I get to this place of just being so negative to myself? Because I wouldn't dare do that to another person. But why am I being this way to myself? So after about 45 minutes, I kind of got sick of sitting there and I felt like I lied to myself a little bit, but I said something about my eyes. And then I had a journal in my room and I went to my journal and I wrote the date and I wrote down what I said about my blue eyes. And then day after day after day, I faced myself in that mirror and I would come up with one thing, just one thing. And I'm not gonna lie to you, I felt like I was lying to myself all day, every day. But for some reason, I just kept doing it. I kept going, kept going, kept going. So the first month I stuck with myself from here on up. The second month I went to more of a dresser mirror, so you could see my waist on up. The third month I went to a full length mirror. And what started happening was after about the 3 month mark, other people in my world started saying to me, they're like, Lindsay, what is different about you? There's something that's different about you. And I got this from about a dozen people in different areas of my life. So it's not like it was all at the same place. It was all these different people kept saying that to me. And I still didn't feel it on the inside. I'm like, I don't really know. And then after the second boy passed away, I put on some weight. And, you know, I take care of myself. I eat healthy. I was working out a lot at that point. It didn't matter what I did, that weight would not come off. Well, as I changed my inner dialogue, all of a sudden this weight dropped off of me. And that was when I realized, whoa, there is a big emotional correlation, the physical weight. And then somebody who was not very nice to me at that point in my life, she even came up to me and she goes, Happy looks good on you. And I think that was the most startling thing because, again, she wasn't very nice to me in my life. And for her to pay me this compliment, I was like, wow. What is going on? And the only thing I could trace it to, the only thing I was doing differently was saying that one positive thing in the mirror. So I kept doing it. And around the 7th month mark, I ended up meeting my husband. I got out of that career in sports medicine and this new opportunity of working with a holistic chiropractor kind of opened up. And then this whole process of neuroemotional technique opened up and all these synchronicities began to happen in such a positive way. And I realized, again, as reflection, the only thing I was doing was changing my inner dialogue. And that is something that was my foundational piece. And I still, to this day, I do it every night and I don't do it about my body every night. I just kind of started there. But to this day, every single night in my journal before I go to bed, I write down one positive thing about myself. And it could be anything. It could be how I held the door open for a stranger. It could be, oh, I liked my outfit today. It doesn't have to be really detailed. It doesn't matter. But what I realized is it wasn't exactly what I was saying about myself. It was about that I was doing it every day. It was repetition. And even on the days that I forgot, you know, I used to go back and write something in, but it didn't feel right to me. So I stopped doing that. And I just honored myself. Hey, you just didn't do it today. It's okay. But I got right back on it the next day. And that has become the foundational piece. And then that sprung me into all these other self-care tools. So I do a whole group of things in the morning before I even get out of bed. And then in the middle of the day, I downloaded some positive affirmations on my phone. They go off. I read those at my lunchtime. And then at nighttime, I do a whole set of things. And I do a lot. I really do. I do a lot of things. And I timed it one day. And it is no more than 5 minutes. It's so cool. You know, everyone's like, oh, you have to spend so much time and hours and hours and hours of doing all this journaling and all this stuff. You really don't. the key is that you are replacing back the energy that you are giving out daily.
Oh my God. So much of this resonates with me. I have to say a shout out to Becky Prater, who's in the comments. She said, thank you for sharing this story. And we love you, Becky, so much. I miss you. I can't wait to talk to you on a live. It's been forever. And welcome in Samantha also, who just sent over some hearts, and welcome to everybody. You're welcome to put questions for Lindsay in the chat box. I invite you to do that or share your comments. But Lindsay, so much of what you just said, it just lights me up and resonates with me, because a lot of that, you know, my experience also with healing myself, it all started with this one event that happened where I sat down out in a park with my dog at the time. He's passed now, but my little basset hound, he and I sat out at the park, and I put my hands on my stomach. And at the time I was 250 pounds, you guys. So I was 100 pounds heavier than I am today. And I put my hands on my stomach and I was like, what is this? And the amount of pain and emotion that flew out of me, the tears that started to fall, I had just been ignoring myself for so long. And exactly what you're speaking to with, you know, saying something positive to yourself. You know, I noticed with myself, my shadow side, I would have like judgment towards women who did take care of themselves. And we've all done it, you guys. We're like, oh, she has time to go get a manicure, or oh, she does this or that or whatever. You know, she has a different life than I do. And it was realizing, wow, that judgment is actually my jealousy, because I'm not taking care of myself. I'm not listening to myself. And it is amazing when you start to really speak positively to yourself and connect in with yourself, how much everything begins to change. So I really resonate with what you're saying. And you know, what's funny is much like you, I have calendar notifications. So throughout the day, and of course they're angel numbers. So like at 11:11, I have an affirmation that comes up.
Me too.
Oh, I love it. And it's like no time at all. It's like literally a second, right? You like look at your phone. You're like, ooh, I had a notification come up 20 minutes ago. And it's like, oh, I need to remember that. You know, I love myself and or whatever those are. And those calendar notifications have become like so important to me. And I actually have this little thing now at the end of every year, and we're coming up on it in December. I reset them. I set the times differently. Maybe I pick different affirmations depending on what I'm working on. So I just love everything you're saying. And Samantha says the daily journaling really helps. Tamara says, I wrote positive phrases to me when I was going through a divorce and hated so much of my life. It changed my daily self-talk. And Michelle says, we are our worst critic, but we must learn to love ourselves. It's so true. So Lindsay, you're just really hitting the nail on the head with this.
It's huge. And another thing, and I talked about this in the video a few years ago, I needed to hold myself accountable. I needed a way to do that, like kind of like an anchor. And so I wrote myself a commitment letter, and I put in there, okay, what do I need to commit to? And I put in there, like, I commit to a daily practice of my choosing, because I want to be fluid with that. I don't always want to be so stuck in the same routine all the time. I think it's good to start with something and get used to that. Like I talk all the time about starting with just one thing. Do not overwhelm yourself with 50 different self-care tasks, okay? Because you're not going to do it. So start yourself with one thing. And that's what I did by saying the one positive thing. When that became second nature to me, it was just like brushing my teeth. Then I was like, okay, I want to add another thing to that. And I did that throughout the day. And then I added another thing. And then I started changing times with it and playing with it. I just had a baby like 7 months ago almost. And my whole world during COVID, you know, my whole world got rocked upside down. And so my normal routine of self-care couldn't do it. There was no way I could get everything done. I was so overwhelmed with life. So I sat down, I made a list of everything that I do, and then I picked one of those. And that's what I've been doing, is just, you know, doing, I went back to the one positive thing every day, because that was my foundational piece. But that commitment letter to yourself, whenever I feel like I am just ungrounded again, or I'm not following that, I go back to that and read it, and it solidifies. I sign it and I dated it. So it knows, okay, this is always here. This is your foundation. And you can either Google one, you can copy the one that I said in the video, you can make it your own. You know, there's no rules around it, which we all love no rules. So do whatever you want with it, but really committing to yourself in multiple ways. And when I ran this course for the first time, it was around 75 people that I was kind of testing this out on. And I had all these different areas of your life. Are you committing to yourself? You know, it was family, it was friends, it was like health-wise, financially, in your career. And all you had to do was circle yes or no. Yes, I'm committed here. No, I'm not. And so when I did the inventory, I realized I was circling a lot of no's. So that was kind of a red flag of like, okay, I need to kind of start doing life a little bit different. But I gave this to all of these people in the class. And the assignment was to pick three of the areas that they circled no in. And we were to take that statement and put it into a positive affirmation. And they were to recite that affirmation. I believe in just saying it like one time. I don't think you need to hammer it in and say your affirmations 1,000 times a day. I think you got to be gentle with yourself with that. So I told them, I put mine personally, it's on my mirror, and I say them while I'm brushing my teeth, you know, obviously not out loud because we don't want toothpaste all over the mirror, but I say those affirmations. So the end of that trial, what they had to do for a month was to email me with the word yes or no, meaning yes, I said my affirmations every day, or no, I didn't. And all these people that were in the class, professionals, okay, out of 75 people, zero people committed. None of them followed through with the assignment. And it was like shocking when I revealed that at the next class, people were just shocked. And I said, this is why we talk the talk, right? But a lot of us don't walk the walk. We don't put action into what we say we're going to do. And it was eye-opening to see, you know, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do these affirmations. I'm going to do them. And not one person followed through for 1 month to do it.
That is crazy,
right?
Sorry, guys. It'll go away, I think. But that's pretty crazy. I read an article. This would have been December of 2018. And this is actually what led to even what we're doing here on this channel. I mean, this really changed what kind of action I was taking. I've worked, you know, as a psychic medium for 16 years and, you know, was a businesswoman in fashion before that and just couldn't seem to get things to manifest the way that I wanted them to when it came to my spiritual work. And so I read an article in December of 2018 that talked about commitments, exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And I was just like everybody else, you know, I struggle with saying yes to everything and I was really exhausted and I was frustrated. And so I was, you know, looking at all of that. And this article said, define your commitments and what they really mean. And take a look at that. So I started doing that. I was volunteering at the kids' school. So I defined the time that it took to do that and what that looked like. I, you know, have my work. I was defining that and other projects and things I had committed to in my life. And when I started defining it, I was like, holy moly, no wonder I'm tired. And a lot of those things were not things that I was actually passionate about. It was really just stuff that I felt, you know, I felt it was important to do, or I wanted to say yes, I didn't want to hurt someone's feelings and so on and so forth. And so I love what you're talking about with the commitment letter, because what I did on New Year's for 2019 was I wrote down what I was actually going to commit to, exactly what you're talking about. I was like, this is what I will commit to. I pulled out of groups and projects and volunteering and different things, and not all the volunteer stuff, but I pulled out of a lot of things and I said no. Yep. And I said, I'm not going to continue this. And in 2019, I accomplished a significant amount of things that I did not think I was ever going to get done. And one of them was my book. You know, really being able to complete that and publish it and get it out and things that are really important. And so this year I continued that, defining my commitments, and here we are. I mean, OHA was birthed and this channel is birthed and we have this community and all these things. And a lot of it had to do with exactly what you're talking about, which is writing down what you're committing to and actually committing to it and right. doing it and taking action on those things and recognizing that we often commit to things that we really aren't committing to and they really are just energy sucks.
100%. Absolutely. And what goes along right with that, after I teach that course, I then teach the foundations of self-love and then self-worth. So what you were just talking about, as you begin to commit to yourself, you know, you have to realize you are going to be saying no to people. And that's going to irritate people. They're going to be mad about that because they're used to getting that energy out of you. And you have to be okay with saying no. It's such an important part to your self-care. Because as you said, it's energy, right? And we have to make sure that there's this balance of energy. The energy we're giving out has to be balanced with the energy coming in. And a lot of us empathic people, the caretakers, you know, we are constantly giving. And then we find ourselves drained. We're exhausted all the time. It doesn't even matter how much physical sleep we get. We're just tired all the time. You know, we're cranky. I feel resentful sometimes, you know, because I'm giving things out. And so knowing when you are committing to yourself and you start to set those boundaries, you know, be aware you're going to make people upset because they're not going to be able to use you. And you have to be okay with that. And it's hard. It's hard. But at the same time, you matter. You matter. You have to make sure, first and foremost, you have got to take care of yourself because you truly cannot take care of somebody else if you don't have the energy, you know, for yourself.
Yep. It's so true. And it is hard because you want to support people, especially all of us who are healers, right? Just like you and me and everybody who's probably listening, you know, we're healers. We want to support people. We don't want to say no. And it's really hard to say, you know what, like I cannot do X or I have, you know, you have to start building those functional boundaries. But the more you do it, the more energy you have to give, you know, when it's a proper exchange or whatever it is, whatever construct you're working in. It's so true. And the energy poaching, it's really draining. And when you yep. remove that, it's amazing the creative projects and the things that you're able to create or bring forward that are really your passion, your sole purpose, what you're here to do, your mission.
Yes, absolutely. I'm a big vision board person, and I teach them a little bit different than how traditional boards are taught. I use the neuroemotional technique. What we have people do is make a board subconsciously. And so I don't have people pick real goals. I have them only decide what kind of board, what type of board do they want to make? Is it more like an overall life board, or do they want to focus on like career or relationships, whatever it may be? From that point on, though, I just have them go through different magazines and whatever may stand out to them, whether it's words or it's pictures or it's colors, whatever their brain is like, oh, that's pretty cool. I just have them rip it out and I have them keep doing that until they have enough pictures to fill their board. And then from there, they glue everything down and then they bring it into my office and I manual muscle test on them. They touch every picture on their board and I will muscle test their arm. And I'm testing their energy against this picture. And if their arm drops when they are touching that, it's showing me there's an incongruency with that. So I flag it. And then when we're done, I use the NET technique to figure out what is the subconscious blockage. And they are so amazing. The things that come out of this board are things that you wouldn't even consciously think about. And so this sparked me one year. I did one for my career. And this was when I was still, you know, working for the chiropractor. I loved what I was doing there, but also I was being pulled to teach. I knew I was going to be moving in a different direction because I needed to teach this stuff. The NET was one part of my work, but also all these lessons that I have learned through this meditative work, I felt like that is another huge part of my job is to share those tools with people from a subconscious layer. So I made this board based on career, and I'm kind of that girl. I've always loved frogs and toads. You know, I'm that girl. So I remember making my board, and I found a picture of a toad, and I questioned myself, like, why am I putting this on my career board? So I kind of set it aside. I made the whole board, and I went back to it, and it was still, like, there. I still was like, I'm just going to throw it on here. So I ended up putting it in my office, and every day I clear the energy in my office and I would look at that. I look at the vision board. And a few months went by, and it was really coming to me through my meditations that I was going to be moving on and moving into my own office. And then I pick an angel card. That's another self-care thing I do. Every morning I pick a card for myself. And I kept getting the entrepreneur card every week, just repetitively. And I was like, what does this mean? And the more I got it, the more it was revealing, like, you need to go in this direction. Well, I did a lot of meditating on, well, what would I call my business? And it came to me, I had another name that Spirit gave me for my book, but it just didn't feel right for the business. So when I was in this meditation, I'm like, okay, Spirit, if I should be using the name that you gave me for the book, please show me clearly. If I need to be using something different, please show me clearly. And all of a sudden, I see this firebelly toad in my head, and I heard the words total positivity, spelled T-O-A-D-A-L. And I'm like, oh, that is so me. And then I called my husband, and he's super analytical and everything. And he's like, I tell him the name, and he's like, well, what's the spiritual meaning of toad? So I went and looked it up, and it was showing me that toad cannot endure toxic environments, and it wants to purge negativity from its life. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that is exactly what my business is. And then there was that toad on my board. And here, subconsciously, the whole time, it was leading me to, it was showing me that this is where I was going with my life. And so it's so cool how, when you are in alignment, how all these beautiful gifts show up in your life. You know, you may not consciously understand them at the time, but when you're there and you're connected, they will reveal its meaning. So it's just, it's so remarkable. I love it.
That's so amazing. Do you want to know something really wild? So my maiden name is Toll, T-O-A-L. And when I was in school, like all through school, like third grade to 10th, 11th grade or whatever, the kids picked on me. I was definitely somebody that everybody bullied. Oh. And they called me Toad all the time. And it's funny because my mom actually collects toads now too. So the fact that you're even bringing this up, I'm sitting here going, huh, this is all very peculiar, and I'm going to pay attention. So thank you, Spirit.
You know, there's no coincidences. It's all synchronicities aligning themselves. So it was beautiful. And it was funny too, because the first like pet that I had that was a frog or toad was that firebelly toad. And it's really interesting because it's got like black and green spots on the back. And then underneath it, it's very bright red. And so when I was looking to kind of make my logo, you know, I was looking up the feng shui of color, and red and the orange and the yellows were like positivity. So I was like, awesome. It was so cool how it all worked out.
That is an amazing story. And the vision board working with the NET sounds incredible also. I want to give, time flies in here, and I want to give you some space to just share with everybody how they can connect with you, what's accessible to them. I think you have a free gift or an offering or something too. So just if you want to take a few minutes to share that.
Sure. So you can reach me at totalpositivity.com. That's T-O-A-D-A-L positivity.com. And we are going to be updating the website here within the new year. So it's going to have a new look to it. And I'm in the process right now, due to COVID. I typically, you know, teach classes live and do retreats live. But I think the beauty with COVID is that it's giving me the opportunity to take all of these courses that I do teach, and we're putting them in an online format right now. So that will be available to anybody around the world, which is actually pretty cool. So hopefully those are going to be rolling out at the beginning of the year. And the courses that come with that are committing to your self-care. That's number one. I really go deep into the different tools that you can use to start your process. The second class is self-love. All right. And digging deep into what does that really mean? Then the next one is self-worth. And then fear, worry, and anxiety is your fourth course. And I give a lot of tools of how can you release this on your own in your physical body when it occurs. And then the last one's the fun one. It's manifesting. And how do you change the mindset, your thoughts, and your feelings to attract, you know, what you need in your life? So that is coming hopefully at the beginning of the year. So make sure that you guys hop on and check that out at totalpositivity.com. And then, you know, I do offer, you know, in-person appointments, and online it's going to say virtual, but those are for patients that have already kind of done NET before, because you really need to do this in person. It's more of this intimate thing. You need to use muscle testing, and you're going to be using meridian access points that are on your wrist and hands. So, you know, if it's something you're interested in, you can check out and see if there's an NET practitioner within your area. And then on my website, under the NET section, there is a free download on how to do first aid stress tool, or it's called the FAST technique. And what that's for is for people, anybody that's been through any type of stress and all of a sudden an emotion hits you, we use these meridian access points. And again, they're located here on the wrist and hands, okay? And you do have them on both sides. And real quickly, what you do is when you feel an emotion overtakes you and you just are just stuck there, let's say it's just anxiety, you're going to be contacting these points, and the emotional points, they sit on your forehead. So you do something like this, and you're just going to be breathing in and out while focusing on that emotion for about 30 seconds. Then you have to switch sides, and you're going to be doing the same thing, just breathing in and out. And what you're doing is you're accessing these points that will help open up the energy that's stuck in the body. And a lot of times it helps to calm the nervous system down. So it's a very quick way just to calm down when you need it. So there's a free download of that and the instructions on the NET section of the totalpositivity.com.
Love it. Lindsay, I really have loved having you on. I do hope that you come back in the new year and we'll talk more about that. But you just are such a gift. And again, you guys can find her presentation and all of her information on her presenter page. It is at oneheartoneearth.net. For those of you that are new to the channel, please click subscribe. We would love it. When you subscribe, you're part of our community, and that's really all there is to it. You'll get notifications when we go live. All of our shows are live. And then I have some new series coming out in the new year, both Surreal Stories and also Universal Laws. And those won't be live, but they'll be downloaded into the YouTube channel as well. So thank you so much, Lindsay. And
thank you.
Yes. And thank you to everybody who's been watching. So next up is Tim Walter. We love him. He is in the UK, and he is going to be talking about healing your home and world. He's just awesome. And he is going to be up next here at the 10 o'clock hour mountain time. So in about 15 minutes, and we'll see you guys back. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh my gosh. Bye, everybody.